affliction that it's a mess, and that in many ways it's hard doing as your creation, whether on the grand scale of things or whether personally in small ways, how we choose to live life following our path, not yours. We think of the situation, Lord, in Orlando, for those who've been affected by that atrocity, Lord, that shooting, and we pray, Father, for wisdom, for those in authority who'll be responding, Lord. Pray for those who are brokenhearted because of what has taken place. Pray, Lord, that you will move in and through that horrible situation that has taken place. We think closer to home and the death of Jo Cox, Lord. We pray, Father, for her family this morning. Can't even begin to imagine what they're going through, what her children are experiencing, Lord. I humbly ask, Lord, that you will just envelop them, Lord, in your love and in your peace. Whatever understanding or relationship they have with you, that they will just know that you are there as they face the days, the months, and the future that is ahead of them, Lord. And we think, as has already been mentioned this morning, Lord, of the vote on Thursday. And that whichever way it goes, I pray, Lord, that you will help us as your church here, as your church around the country, and as your creation around this country, Lord, to move forward. Pray that you will guide us as to how we can act justly and appropriately, whichever way the vote goes, Lord. And we thank you again, Lord, for Munir and for Sharon, for being able to be with us and to bless us with their presence, Lord. We just ask, Father, that during this time that you will really rejuvenate and revive them, Lord, refresh them, Lord. Pray that you will be speaking to them personally, Lord. Pray that they will receive from you in new, fresh and exciting ways, Lord, as they get to spend this time here, Lord. Pray that we will be open to all that we can learn through the work and the ministry that they're involved in, Lord, through their heart and their passion. We pray for their family at this time, Lord, that you'll watch over them, you'll keep them safe. And we ask, Lord, that as Munir comes and shares now, pray, Lord, that you will help us to hear the message that you have for us. Pray, Lord, that you will help us to hear the challenge that you are going to set before us. Pray that you will help us to respond to the call that comes from you, to follow you and to live lives as your disciples, making a difference wherever we find ourselves. In your name we ask it. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed, and I just met Pastor Ed. It's good to be with you this morning. And I would like to thank Pastor Dennis for coming overseas and allow us to connect with you, and also with Mark as well. And we'd like to thank Hildegard for having us this week and hosting us. It's really our pleasure to be with you this morning. We are here basically to strengthen our fellowship and relationship together as we are here this week. And I hope that you can come to the breakfast and other functions that the church is providing for us, so you will know more about us, and if you have any questions, so we can answer you about the situation overseas, and we'll be glad to do that. But this morning, I am here for the next 20 minutes to really get you excited about the mission field, to get you excited about evangelism, to get you excited about reaching beyond our walls in here, as well as we need to reach the people as well here. We'd like just to show you a DVD for about 5-6 minutes that will help you understand what we are involved in the ministry in Ramallah. Ramallah is only 10 miles north of Jerusalem. We have there a church, an exciting and vibrant church, and also we have a home for needy Palestinian children. We sponsor children at home, would it be Jews, or would it be Muslims, or would it be Christians, female and male. We are trying to help the children. I have been doing that for 38 years, and I'm really glad that I'm going to share that with you. So please, can we have the DVD? And then I will share with the remaining time a word from God's word.
The Holy Land is the place where Jesus was born, lived, died, and rose again. It's a beautiful landscape full of olive trees, hills, and water. Yet today, the Holy Land is a place of unrelenting violence, intense hatred, and utter poverty, desperately needing the witness of Christian love. Since 1978, Reverend Munir and Sharon Kakish have been serving in this amazing and historical land. Currently, the ministry consists of three areas, including evangelistic outreach and pastoring two churches, one in the hilly town of Ramallah, located in the West Bank, 10 miles from Jerusalem, and the other in Ramla, near Tel Aviv. The third area of ministry is very close to their hearts, directing a Christian boys' home. It's called the Home of New Life, and it provides a safe, loving environment while meeting the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of the boys. The orphanage shares the same building as the church, and the ministry is experiencing very crowded conditions. Even so, the boys are happy and thriving. They live in two large bedrooms with multiple sets of bunk beds to accommodate them. This is their home, and the goal is to provide them with a true sense of belonging and family. The boys at the Home of New Life have a regular schedule. They start the day with breakfast and devotions, followed by morning chores, and then leave for school with a snack and a little spending money. School is very important, and the boys realize that education is the key to a brighter future. After school, a hot meal is served, followed by free time to play games and relax. Of course, there's study time as well. At bedtime, the boys and house father gather for a time of prayer and fellowship. Occasionally, the Kakishes take the children on outings to the beach, and once a month, they have a birthday bash with cake and presents for the birthday boys. Christmas is also a wonderful experience at the orphanage. It's important that these impoverished children have normal childhood experiences to counteract the effects of the violence and turmoil that they're constantly exposed to. They'll need a pocket full of good memories to draw upon for strength when they're adults. The Kakishes hope these children will mature into strong, capable Christian men in a land lacking the spiritual understanding that Christ provides. The orphanage is administered by a Christian board and registered with the proper authorities. Please remember the ministry of the Home of New Life in your prayers, as the need for larger facilities is great. The second area of ministry is pastoral work. Ramallah Local Church is an indigenous church in the West Bank. All services are spoken in Arabic. Various activities are scheduled throughout the week. Many attend Sunday school. There are also special meetings during the week for the young people, women's Bible study, children and youth choir, and much more. There's an annual special baptismal service at the Sea of Galilee. This is an exciting time for the church members, and many attend. Pastor Kakish teaches Bible correspondence courses to a number of students. It's a 2-year program, and the students will receive a degree upon completion. During the summer months, the church hosts summer camp for the children. It lasts 4 weeks, and the boys and girls in the community look forward to it every year. Some Muslim families even allow their children to attend. What a joy to share the love of Jesus with a child. Occasionally, there's a guest speaker for special meetings, and the Lord continues to move in the hearts and lives of people. And sometimes the faithful partners of the ministry visit as well. The second church Pastor Kakish oversees is located in Ramla. The congregation consists of Israeli Arabs who have full citizenship in the state of Israel. Their services are on Tuesday evenings, with Friday nights open for home Bible study, and Sunday mornings for Sunday school programs. Lastly, the third area of ministry is evangelistic outreach. This involves distributing Bibles to Muslims, speaking in various churches, and, for special occasions, writing religious articles in the local newspapers. The Kakishes also distribute food vouchers to needy families with a written message of hope. Visitations to pray and spiritually encourage those in the community underscore the evangelistic efforts. All of this keeps the Kekish family and staff busy in the Holy Land. How can you help? Please pray for the spiritual needs in the West Bank and Israel. This land holds a special place in God's heart, yet the people are so far from Him. Pray for the boys at the Home of New Life as they live in these turbulent times. Please pray for the churches to not become disheartened over the economic and social conditions. Pray for the finances for the ministry. Due to a lack of space, the ministry has had to turn away needy children. Reverend Kekish envisions a Christian center housing the church and the orphanage. The orphanage would have two wings, one for boys and another for girls, providing a home for 60 children. The Kekishes have raised more than $35,000 for the building fund thus far. However, the cost will be $150,000 to purchase land and another $350,000 to construct the Christian Center. Please take a few minutes to learn more about this ministry. Thank you for your prayers and faithful support, enabling the Kekishes to share the love of Christ in the Holy Land. Together, we are making a difference for the Kingdom of God.
Do you ready to love him too? Do your heart breaks from the sorrow and the pain they're going through? With a life full of love and passion, may we do what we must do. Don't tell him Jesus loves him. Do you ready?
I would like to speak today about the Christian message from Luke chapter 19, from verse 1 to 10. The Christian message, Luke 19, from verse 1 to 10. It is a simple and powerful message to realize the importance of what Jesus is telling us in these verses. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." I would like to bring a 45 minutes message in 10 minutes. World population will give us an idea why we need to evangelize the world. In 1830, the population was 1 billion. In 1930, 2 billion. In 1960, 3 billion. In 1975, 4 billion. In 1986, 5 billion. And it's on the increase now, 6 billion. And they tell us the next 50-some years might be up to 10 billion. And we are not reaching the people the way we ought to reach, because we cannot keep up with the population and the birth rate. But let me tell you something. This tells me that we as Christian, we have the answer in the Christian message. And the Christian message is important to realize what it is. First, we have a Savior. Second, we have a friend. And third, we have hope. And I would like to speak first about the Savior that we have. You see, in the world today, we have many messages all over, all around us. Many prophets come with different messages to meet the needs of the world. The people, they have given more confusion. These people have given more confusion than answers. That's why the Christian message is the answer for this troubled world. that we have a Savior. And the Savior tells us that we can be saved. Listen to what 1 John 1:7 says. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from every sin. Zacchaeus was a sinner. And if you are in that country, and I can tell you, come with me in your imagination to the city of Jericho, where it's really a pleasant area. And here is a man who has everything in the world, but he was hungry. He needed something. There is something inside him needs to be changed. And he knew that Jesus coming to Jericho. So he went to see Jesus. And then this man was changed because Jesus loved us while we were sinners. You see, Ezekiel 36:26 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. First Corinthians 5:17 tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. You see, we need to realize that Jesus gives us a new life. But our question to our generation today and to our world and to the Christians specifically, how is our new life? In a world that is full of confusion, sin is wide open, internet is wide open, and all these things. Let me tell you, each one of us needs to ask this question. How is my life? Are the things of the world have crept into our lives, into our families, into our churches? And it's about time we need to do as Zacchaeus did. We need to be changed. How we know that Zacchaeus was changed? He went out and he said, hey, if I cheated you, if I did wrong to you, I want to really repair it, and I want your forgiveness, and I'm going to give you what I cheated you of. And it's about time we go to God and we say, God, what did we do in our new life? Our new life has been changed to the worldly world of today. And it's about time we all say, Lord, help me so I can be a holy person for you. You see, Jesus, when he becomes our Savior, and we are saved, and we are rejoicing in God, and we become what God wants us to be, we realize that he becomes our friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. All our cares on him we lay. Hallelujah. And that's the importance of this Christian message. When we know the Savior, and he becomes our friend. And I love that chorus. I don't know if you sing it in England. And he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. Hallelujah. If nobody hugged you these days, I want you to know that Jesus is hugging us today. And he's saying, you are mine. What a friend we have in Jesus. And then Jesus, I'll tell you, our friend can offer us peace. Peace that nobody can give. Peace that passes all our understanding. Isaiah 9:6 says, he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And if there is something missing in our families, in our churches, in our world, a true peace, a peace that passes all understanding. And it's in Jesus we find it. Hallelujah. You see, I'll tell you, if we have time to tell you what we go through on the mission field, what we go through in our situation there. But I'll tell you, I am thankful that I know Jesus as my Savior and as my friend. And I tell it to the others so they can have peace that passes all our understanding. You see, Jesus, our friend, not just he gives us peace, but he gives us satisfaction. We become satisfied when we come to Jesus. He said in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. Also, he offers us rest or comfort. Oh, I'll tell you, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Oh, I'll tell you, so many people are restless. We need to share about our friend who gives peace and satisfaction and rest. And also, he will never leave us alone. I am with you always.
Wow.
I am thankful that he's with me here. He's with me when I'm in the plane, and it doesn't matter what happened to the plane, because I know whom I believed. And he's not going to leave me. I will be in a better place. I'm thankful that he's with me on the mission field when stones were thrown at me, when we were shot at. And I can tell you the difficulties we go through in there, but we have no time. But I'll tell you what comforts my heart. Jesus is with me. Emmanuel, God is with me and with you when we know Jesus as our Savior and as our friend. Hallelujah. Jesus, our friend also, carries our sorrows and heals our bodies. Sometimes we get hurt. I'll tell you, he understands it. He comes and he says, you are my daughter, you are my son. I need to help you. I need to be with you. And thank God that he is. By his stripes, we are healed. It's not just physical healing, but there are many other healing, psychological, financial, and others, and I'm thankful he can help us. I have no time to tell you about the stories that we have. And finally, we have hope. We have hope, and I must conclude quickly here. We have hope in Jesus, the Savior, the friend, and we have hope. When you come to visit the Holy Land, you will visit tombs. You will visit tombs. Those tombs have soldiers guarding the tombs. If you go to Hebron, you will visit the tomb of Abraham and Sarah, and there are soldiers guarding the tombs. If you go to Joseph's tomb in Nablus, used to be also soldiers and many fights over that tomb. But if you go to the garden tomb, where we believe Jesus was laid, there are no guards to guard the tomb because he is risen. Amen. Why are you looking for the dead among the living? He's alive. He's alive. He's resurrected. And he hears our prayers. He can be the Savior. He can be the friend. And he can be the hope that we can share with the world that is around us and at home and abroad. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the Christian message, friends. And in conclusion, I hope you will take it with you. And realize there is hope because we have the Christian message. To give that hope to the world of today that is dying, that is full of misery, that is full of sickness, that is full of sin. And the hope, we have a Savior, we have a friend, and we have hope that one day, we shall be with Jesus. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. I will look upon his face. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, he will say to us, come, O faithful one, and we'll be with him forever and for eternity. This is the Christian message. God bless you, and thank you for having us.